Now will you listen to chapter 19, Paul's work in Ephesus. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost? That is, when ye believe. Not since. It's not a word that you have here. This genitive absolute in the Greek is the same tense as the other. And that means, when you believed, did you receive the Holy Spirit? When you believed. And they said unto him, We've not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Spirit. You see, he didn't come till the day of Pentecost, and they only knew the baptism of John. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Now you see, they're not saved, but they were baptized, and they had not received the Holy Spirit, because they weren't saved. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. In other words, the baptism of John was a preparation for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They now turn to Christ, and they're saved for the first time. My friend, they did not get saved under Apollos, because he didn't even know about Christ. Some people seem to think that they were saved, and then later they got the Holy Spirit. That's not true. They weren't saved. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. That is, they spoke now the gospel. They could witness now, and they could witness. And I think the tongues that they witnessed with were tongues that were understood, just as it was in the day of Pentecost, because Ephesus was a polyglot city in the Roman Empire. East and west met all along that coast, and this was the great city of that day. Now, we are told, and all the men were about 12. Now, we see the beginning of the ministry in Ephesus, and as we've said, Paul's ministry in Corinth and in Ephesus was his greatest ministry. And I'm of the opinion his ministry in Ephesus was the greatest.